To the brightest audience in the country. This is Joe Scott, and in studio with me is Leslie Hanks.
Hi, Leslie. Joe. How are you?
Welcome. We have a big day today. We have lots of information to get out. I hear Bob's out in the field.
He is. We're going to do the show today to help him out while he is beginning his two-week signature gathering marathon for the personhood petition. And I think it's an exciting new phase. We're about down to the wire here. We've got about 2.5-3 weeks left. And we are encouraging everybody to come out and join Bob in the field out at the various locations he'll be at this week. And he's going to call in, tell
Where
us how it's
now?
Going. He's at the library in Arvada. And it is just going so well. We are so excited. There's a bunch of activities this week, and we'll tell people where Bob's going to be. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell people where they can get petitions if they don't already have one.
Can they get one from Bob today at the library in Nevada?
That's a great question. We'll have to ask him when he calls in, because I know he's got his own, but I don't know whether he actually left with a stack in his hands. But I know on the Day of Prayer, which is May 1st, this Thursday, and we'll talk about that a little later, we are going to have people at various prayer locations that will have petitions in hand. If you haven't had a petition yet and you want to get in on this last exciting phase, we are encouraging you to go to your Day of Prayer or call Colorado Right to Life, and Donna will happily pop one in the mail to you. You still have 2 weeks left, folks, maybe even 2.5 weeks, and every signature counts. So we are excited for people to get on board and help this effort. And the very last stages here, we just think it's going to be putting us over the top, and we're thrilled.
There's a lot of you out there that think, I wish I could do something, and you feel led to do something for the babies. This is significant. It's significant if you get one signature, get it notarized, and send it in. So important that these signatures come in the last couple weeks. We need to go over the top so they can't throw this off the ballot.
And, Joe, I know you feel like I do. I am just so – I have goosebumps every time I think about how the Lord has been blessing this effort and blessing all of our efforts for the last year. It's just been such a crazy roller coaster ride. Every day we just have new opportunities and new ways to serve the Lord, and He just keeps showing us that we're on the right track. And so I just want everybody else to just feel the thrill of what's been going on in the pro-life movement in Colorado, like you and I've been feeling. And and I think people just can really find their lives just turning in an excellent direction if they get on board and they get involved in making a difference for these babies that you make every day when you go down to the clinic at 20th and Vine, where they actually murder these babies. And you save the babies' lives, and you have moms in various locations of their situations in their pregnancy. That we got twins on the way. And
yeah, we do.
So they're saved every day, and you can be involved and help make a difference.
We need this on the ballot so I don't have to be at Planned Parenthood every day.
That's
because
right.
You can't kill kids in Colorado anymore.
That's
that
right.
Would be fabulous. We have so many different things we need to tell you about. Some of the locations that they can go this week to actually get their petition signed after they call Colorado Right to Life and Donna mails it to them. Not just where Bob is, but other. I know that there's a Rockies game on Friday night at 7 o'clock. On Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and on Sunday at 1 o'clock. But you wouldn't show up at 7 o'clock. You'd show up at 6 or maybe 5:30 and get the people doing the tailgate thing. And
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. We went to the St. Patty's Day parade downtown, and people, those of us that went with our petitions down there, even though that isn't necessarily particularly pro-life gathering, you'll find people everywhere you go that if they know it's a pro-life petition, they'll sign. And so, yes, we'll have people at the Rockies games downtown, and weather should be good this weekend. And bring your petition and make sure you just have a couple of black pens and just...
Black pens, and ask everyone, are you a registered Colorado voter?
That's
just
right.
Don't let anybody sign. You have to make sure
that
they're Colorado voters. And from from there, look in the paper. If there's an event, a huge garage sale in your neighborhood, go to it.
That's right. Well, I know Bob's going to be at Mardell's Christian Bookstore tomorrow. He's going to be doing on the street, on location, reporting. He's going to call us every day in the 3 o'clock hour and tell us how it's going. But I'm going to mention the places that he's going to be this week, where he'll be from 3 to 4 gathering signatures. And if you want to go out and meet Bob, and just, you know, pick the brain of a wonderful pro-life strategist in the country, you will be so blessed if you spend an hour with that man. And you'll probably gather a lot of signatures just from the excitement that is, you know, there on site with the people that are thrilled to sign to protect the babies. And
I'm hoping that there is no time to pick his brain, that there are just lines waiting to sign these petitions.
Well, that would be great. Yeah, so tomorrow he'll be at Mardell's Christian Bookstore, and that's at Quincy and Wadsworth. And then he's going to be at the 32nd and Youngsfield Walmart on Wednesday. And then Thursday is May 1st, so that's the day of prayer, and he's going to be at the Arvada Library on Old Wadsworth again. And that's at noon to 1. You're going to go to a location.
Yes, I am, and where are you going?
You know, I'm going to be out of town.
Oh.
I have to work this week, so I apologize. I won't be able to be there. But I do know, I think Cal Zastro is back from China, and he probably will be downtown at the state capitol. So he'll have petitions. If you want to carry one, make sure you go to the day of prayer. Pray for the babies. Bring a clipboard. And if you don't have a petition yet, Cal will have some to distribute.
And for the drive.
That's right.
Drive.
That's right. And then on Friday, 64th and Ward Road at a King Supers, Bob will be.
Mm-hmm.
So I know I'm going to meet a friend of mine later this afternoon, Lolita, who is going to be helping me out in Douglas County. And Douglas County has some really great folks. The demographic down there just seems to be really sympathetic to legal protection for preborn babies. And so I'm going to go to a King Supers down off of Lincoln just before Parker. And I had a really good, successful day down there before. So you can go to your King Supers, folks. You can go to Walmart. I think Walmart has been gracious.
Just walk in. As long as there's no one else outside the Walmart, like Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts, you can walk in, let the manager know what you're going to do. You have permission to be there, but you don't have permission to be there if there's someone else. And then go on outside, and just as they're coming out of the store,
out of the store.
As they're going in, talk to them, say, would you like to sign a pro-life petition.
Yep.
And they will.
Can you help me out with a signature if you're a registered voter and we want the babies to be legally protected in their mother's womb? And Joe, we've got a couple of stories here we need to talk about today about why this effort is so direly important. In our own state, just about, 6-8 weeks ago?
Yes.
Up in Grand Junction.
Yeah, there was a woman killed by someone that was leading a car chase, and you know the police were chasing him around town, and he ran into Shay Lennon, and she was 8.5 months pregnant. Yeah. Was she 8.5 months pregnant? Yeah, 8.5 months pregnant, and she had to be rushed to the hospital. They had to perform an emergency C-section on her, and her baby was born.
Her baby was out of the womb for several hours, and died of asphyxiation later.
Yes.
But we want to know, you and I have been scratching our heads, why, when this baby actually was delivered, the individuals who are in charge of the legal process up in Grand Junction are saying that that baby was not a person nor a child. Now, how preposterous is that?
And the coroner, on the other hand, ruled that the baby died by homicide. But then the public defender, his name is Will McNulty, he said the baby named Lily, is that how you say it?
I think Lily, yeah.
Yeah, was neither a person nor a child when the crash occurred.
Well, that's
so
just...
now it's when the crash occurred. That's how they're getting over the baby was born, actually breathed air for several hours. Hey, when I don't know.
It's a grave injustice, Joe. It's just not right, and that is a classic example of why babies need to be legally protected in the womb. And then today we got word of, actually this was on Jill Stanek's wonderful pro-life website last week, about a bank teller in Indianapolis, Indiana, was shot in a robbery attempt, apparently, and she was carrying twins. And I'm a grandmother of twins, and so that story just really broke my heart. And it's a very similar scenario. The babies didn't survive, and the people in the legal departments back there are saying that there's no way that this can be prosecuted, that those babies were not persons and that they can't do...
Well, they can prosecute for shooting her, but not for the babies. But, you know, that breaks our heart because it's horrible. But imagine the mom.
Absolutely.
Who was shot. I mean, she was shot, and her baby was killed, and twins, both babies were killed, and she can't even get any kind of closure. I mean, they're
justice.
Saying justice, closure. If, you know, when you lose your babies, you're devastated, but when everyone's around you is telling you, well, they weren't people anyway, so don't worry about it. That's disgusting. How
it
could
is.
We do that?
I don't know. It's just a real example of why we are in such a mess in this country, and that if without personhood being established, the carnage continues that we've seen for almost 40 years. Well, actually, it has been 40 years that abortion's been available in Colorado. Over a million babies every year are slaughtered in their mother's wombs, and we can't not think that the Lord is so grieved by that, and that all the innocent blood that's been shed,
you know,
justice has to be served.
It has to be, and we have to be the ones that bring it to the point where our country is going to turn around and open their eyes and see that these are children. They're not pieces of flesh. I mean, she lost her children.
That's right.
Not two blobs of tissue. She's grieving not because her teeth were pulled, not because she had a tumor and it was taken out, or she lost a tumor during the shootout. She lost her children.
Yeah, she
it's
was in her fifth month, and those babies were totally formed. All organ systems in place. They were just tiny, tiny little babies, and they had every right to live, and it's just unconscionable that the person that shot their mom is not going to be prosecuted for murder.
No, and she needs justice. That mother needs justice, and we want to see to it that she gets it. I don't know how we're going to do it unless we can motivate this country to give personhood to unborn children, all of them. The woman who's been raped, her child is not the criminal.
That's right.
Her child is the person who should be protected, and the criminal should be brought to justice. You know, I have a friend. We have a friend, Ron Brock, and he's on the road right now in a truth truck. And he was just recently in Detroit, and he was pulled over by the police, and because he has large graphic pictures of babies on the outside of the truck, and he also has one big picture of the German Holocaust, the victims of the German Holocaust. The police pulled him over and said, because this area, this Detroit area, has an ordinance, you cannot display dead people in public. You can't.
Okay.
And so, guess what they made him take down?
The pictures of the baby?
No. No, they're not people. He didn't have to take those down. He just had to take down the picture of the Holocaust. But rather than do that, Ron left the area. But it's just despicable that, you know, they're looking at pictures, horrific pictures of children who have been slaughtered.
Dismembered,
slaughtered, and they know their children. Kids know their children, but they say, well, they're not kids.
Well, it's very...
What kind of disconnect is this nation going through?
It's very reminiscent of when they said slaves weren't people, or when they said Jews weren't people in Hitler's Germany. So
it's exactly the same.
We have strayed so far in this country, and, you know, sad to say, some of the people that you meet outside the grocery store or wherever you're gathering signatures will tell you, oh, yes, we're Christians, but we're not sure when life begins. So you have to be pretty bold and just say, you know, it's indisputable that there's 23 plus 23 equals one individual, unique, new human life, and there's a lot of deception out there, Joe. I know you've seen the Michael Hishborn made a great YouTube video about how our opponents like to call the babies fertilized eggs. And so, you know, you'll try to be persuaded by the people who don't think this is a good idea because it's going to hit their bottom line. They're mm-hmm. going to tell you, oh, it's just a fertilized egg. And they have a comic book about the fertilized egg patrol, and they just mock. They mock God, really. They're mocking us, but because we're standing for God's righteousness mm-hmm. and for his innocent preborn babies, they're mocking God. So
That's right.
People need to be, you know, sophisticated and savvy in their understanding of when life begins. And we used to be taught these things in government schools in Biology 101, but sad to say, that's not really being taught anymore, or people wouldn't be so easily deceived.
No, they leave that part out. They teach you how to make babies and how to get rid of them, but they forget to tell you that you're actually making a person. And then actually tell the kids there are no consequences, especially if Planned Parenthood's right around the corner. One good thing I think that happened last week was O'Reilly played the sting on Planned Parenthood.
That's right. And, you know, there was a gathering of some of the folks that we've invited to come during the Democrat National Convention, Day Gardner, mm-hmm. Alveda King, Clenard Childress. I don't know whether Star Parker made it, but they have met in Washington, D.C. as a result of this sting, which was maybe the listeners haven't seen that yet, that YouTube video of where an actor called in and said that he wanted to be sure that his donation went for the extermination of a black baby. And Planned Parenthood was all too happy to take the money and say, oh, sure, we can make sure that a minority child, you know, receives your donation. So anyway, the folks that we know, the Day Gardner and Star Parker and such, they all gathered in Washington, D.C. last week for a press event. And I think the word is starting to sneak out. I've been sending stuff to State Senate President Peter Groff, because the Planned Parenthood Super Death Camp is in his neck of the woods, mm-hmm. and I've been trying to see if we can't have a meeting with him to show him that YouTube video and to say to him he needs to be boldly out there saying Planned Parenthood should stop locating in minority neighborhoods.
That's right. I'm just appalled by what has been happening in our nation. You know, we have one arm that's trying to free the babies and save them, and then the other arm, the media and the Planned Parenthood bought politicians and judges that are just silencing it at every turn. And it's just so neat to see God moving right now and telling us that, you know, stay on his side. We don't want God on our side. We want to be on his side, and he'll bless us.
Looks like we have a call.
We're going to go to the phones right now. Bob, are you on the phone?
Joe Scott, Leslie Hanks, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bob. How's it going out there?
Well, we are getting more signatures than we could handle. It's astounding. In Aurora at the public library,
Wow. So
many people want to sign the pro-life petition. But first, ladies, did you tell the audience what a wonderful time was Life Commercials Bank Saturday night?
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Bob. We did not mention that, but we sure did have a wonderful evening.
Yes,
it was a packed house, standing room only, a banquet room for 200 people at the DoubleTree. We squeezed 210 people in there, and Steve Curtis, it was the best banquet they have ever had as far as the funds raised to save literally hundreds of children by internet advertising for women looking for the morning after pill to direct them to the option line so they could speak to a live person and get help, counseling, compassion, and save their baby.
That is so neat. I was hoping, I haven't talked to Steve yet today, but I was really hoping and praying that the proceeds were really up there. So that's great to hear, Bob.
Yeah. Leslie, Steve was told, you know, you and Steve Curtis and Xu Yan Zhou, the Chinese woman who was forced to have an abortion in China.
Right.
You guys have been speaking out against the Republican pro-life candidate, Bob Schaefer, running for U.S. Senate, because he was negligent in investigating forced abortion on Chinese women in the Pacific Islands, and because he supports most favored nation trading status for China. When they do this, and they force a woman on an operating table and they abort her, well, that is so horrendous, and so you guys spoke out, and Steve Curtis was told that his banquet would be a failure now, because the Republicans would not come and they would not give money. And it was the best banquet they have ever had at Life Commercials.
See, Bob, we don't need the Republicans. We need the Christians.
And we need the truth. And that is what the powerful speech that Xu Yan Zhao gave that night as part of the presentation you made, focus on the Strategy 3, Xu Yan's testimony about how she was forced to abort her firstborn and the tragic 30-day trip across the ocean in a rickety boat, and then the fact that she was put in prison in America under the Clinton administration and kept there against her will for 5 years. What an embarrassment, Bob. I know you you were part of an interview last week with on the J. Marvin show, where I was just so touched that he was moved, even though he's really not on our side on a lot of these issues. But he apologized to her for the treatment she received at the hands of our government, and I was so touched by that and moved by that that we owe her an apology.
Yeah, for 5 years in a prison with criminals in Bakersfield, California. And then J. Marvin also did something that is historic.
Unbelievably historic.
This is on a Clear Channel liberal station, Progressive Radio in Denver. He apologized because of Planned Parenthood giving millions of dollars to China when they know that they force women to have abortions.
That was a first.
Whenever has a pro-abortion, liberal, democratic talk show host criticize Planned Parenthood? Joe, Scott, it's never happened.
No, it has never happened. I was sitting there when he did, and I thought I was going to fall out of my chair.
Thank you, J. Marvin. We are so fortunate to have had him be open to interviewing her. And I did send him, Bob, the follow-up, the article that WorldNet Daily did, that you folks were able to meet with WorldNet Daily later that day, and they and Robert Unruh did just a fantastic job. That article is still on WorldNet Daily today, and the title of it is... Survivor says U.S. shares guilt for China's abortions. It's a fascinating article, and I think the listeners will really enjoy reading that, so I would direct them there.
And, of course, Steve Curtis was on KHOW Radio with Kaplis and Silverman explaining how Bob Schaefer was basically negligent. He didn't do the job he should do in investigating these claims of forced abortion on women in the Mariana Islands, which is a U.S. protectorate in the Pacific, and... Xu Yan Zhou was quoted in the Denver Post saying that Bob Schaefer, he's supposed to be pro-life, but he gives China most favored nation trading status. He was the wrong person to send to investigate because already he doesn't care.
That's right.
If women are being forced on operating tables to the most horrific thing imaginable, worse than being raped, worse than being killed, is to love your baby inside of you, and the government take you and force you and lie you down and do an abortion and kill your baby in your womb. What could be more horrific than that? And that's the atrocity that China does on its women. And America has normalized China in the modern world so that there's hardly a peep, a complaint for this from our pro-life Republican leaders.
And Bob, both on the J. Marvin show and on the Silverman Kaplis show, the liberals were shocked to see us shed hypocrisy.
Right. And you know what? The blogs from all over the internet with liberals saying, you know what? I never thought I would ever live to see this day. But I agree with Colorado Right to Life and American Right to Life. They are not being hypocrites. They're criticizing both sides for not caring about women being forced to abort their children. And I think that's what freed J. Marvin to be able to criticize Planned Parenthood. Because if we spin it and we are hypocrites and we defend a Republican for political reasons, then they're not going to criticize Planned Parenthood or the Democrats. And both sides are lying and being hypocrites, and no one is moved by the principle or the truth of the matter.
It's only when you stand with God on the truth and proclaim it that we can move forward.
That's right.
Well, I know, Bob, that you and I have talked before, but I actually ran against Bob Schaefer back in, I think it was 2000, when he was fourth congressional congressperson, because of his support of most favored nation trading status. So I, you know, and at that point I brought Harry Wu to town.
Yeah, world famous Chinese dissident, Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks, her campaign brings Harry Wu to Denver to the steps of the courthouse, if I recall.
Well, no, it was the west steps of the Capitol the day that Owens was meeting with the premier, Zhu Ranji. They were having a trade love fest, and I just thought it was wrong for that to just look as though everybody was on the same page agreeing with that. I thought that was appalling, and so
we've been saying this
for 10 years.
And, Joe Scott, you know this. Every couple years, Colorado Springs is the headquarters for dozens of Christian ministries. And every couple of years, they bring a delegation from China there and basically do a PR job and tell everybody there's freedom in China, there's freedom of religion, freedom of conscience, and it's despicable. It's despicable that Christians, that pro-lifers, would try to help the reputation of China when they are so cruel and wicked. It's like building a concentration camp to grab women off the street, out of their homes, and force them into a hospital on an operating table and abort them. It is brutally wicked, and we are guilty when we defend it or we look the other way for economic reasons or political calculations.
And that PR job that's done in Colorado Springs with the people from China, it's done with pastors. It's not a political thing. It's pastors meeting with them.
Pastors and the heads of Christian ministries.
That's right.
Trying to tell everybody, oh, China's doing great with their freedom of religion. And we know that Cal Zastro, who's one of the leaders in Colorado's effort to defend the personhood of the unborn, he just got back from China smuggling, 6,000 pounds of Bibles into China, where there's tens of thousands of pastors desperate to get a Bible.
And reading his emails about the tears in the pastor's eyes in China just to see a Bible.
Right.
Just to see a Bible. It was heartbreaking, but what a valiant man of God, Cal Zastro.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, so and Bob
banquet,
also,
yeah.
I was going to say, I was looking at the news clips this morning from bringing Harry Wu to Colorado, and he actually made the statement that appeasement does not help human rights, and that was made back in 1999. And, Bob, do you think that human rights conditions have improved one iota since Harry was here?
It's horrendous. Xu Yanzhou, she had her sister-in-law. They forced her sister-in-law to abort. She was 4 months pregnant, and they tried to do a suction abortion, and they missed the baby. So they realized then she was still pregnant. They gave her an injection with an ultrasound, and they injected a poison right into the baby's head.
Oh.
And the baby then was born. 5 months later, the baby was alive, a little girl, completely disfigured, her head was deformed, and she died moments afterward. But that's how brutally wicked they are to this day.
Purely evil, and now we are in the position that we can barely find a product in one of our own stores at Target or Walmart or wherever we're, you know, shopping these days that's not made in China.
Right, and so Bob Schaefer, he gives China most favored nation trading status a decade ago. And today you can't find a product hardly that's not made in China. But the tragedy is that every product that comes out of China is stained with the blood of forced abortion.
Because
they don't allow the women workers in the factories, they don't allow them to have babies. You have to have a permit. Xu Yanzhou was 18 when she became pregnant. And she wasn't allowed to have a baby till she was 23.
Well, Bob, the music's playing. We're going to have to say goodbye.
Hey, tomorrow at Mardell's, okay? At Mardell's on Wadsworth. And
thanks,
then Maranatha Bob. Christian Center. Maranatha, what a great school in Arvada. Maranatha.
Bob's brother, Brian Enyart, has moved his home remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call Brian to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. Brian has nearly 30 years of experience beautifying homes, so whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that 95% of the proceeds will go directly to Brian's wife, Jennifer. Hey, that's me! And 5% of the proceeds will go to support Bob Enyart Live. So call Fancy Schmancy Renovations at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033, or visit us on the web at fancyschmancyrenovations.com.